Hello everyone, my name is Jesus Aguilar. I'm a technical evangelist in New York City, and today I'm going to chat with you about API management and Azure Mobile Services. All right, so let's just start with API management and Azure Mobile Services. So before we go into the details, and I'm going to show you a demo today, let me step back a little bit and discuss what is API management anyway. You know, what is this thing that I'm referring to, and how is that different from creating APIs? And just to give you an overview of what that means, let's consider an example, right? Say you have a unique data set that you want to expose as an API so developers can create applications with that, okay? Let's also assume that you have taken into account key design considerations such as scalability, response times. So in other words, your API is scalable, and hopefully you're using Azure Mobile Services in order to take care of that. But you know, let's assume that you're taking care of that. So what other things do you have to take into account in order to provide the best experience to your customers, which in this case are going to be the developers? First of all, perhaps having an online presence for your API where developers can request access to your API, for example, as well as check code samples of how to call your API from different devices, is certainly something really cool to have. I mean, I think we would agree that that's going to be the case. Also, as an API owner, you might want to set different, kind of have different types of API offerings where you provide different types of access to your API, and access could be different number of transactions that you allow for a particular product. So, for instance, you might want to have a product where, for preview purposes or for development purposes, where you limit the amount of times a developer can call an API. And you can have a higher tier product that essentially allows developers to call your API more frequently, right, for production scenarios or for paid scenarios, perhaps. Actually, you might want to do some transformation as well at your API. So, for instance, you have some APIs that expose XML. Maybe it makes sense to expose them as JSON because that's where your customers want to do, right? They feel more comfortable working with JSON versus pure XML, right? So those are very common scenarios that you might experience or you might have to face if you're exposing this API to the public. Also, you might want to have a central place where you monitor how your API is being called from all these devices and developers, so you can gain insights into perhaps, you know, how they are accessing your API, what sort of requests they're making, and then you can derive things like, you know, it makes sense for instance to cache this particular operation. Well, all those things, you know, are certainly very difficult to do, and if you were to do it yourself, well, you know, it's going to be a lot of work. But fortunately, with Azure API management, you are able to implement all these things very easily. And that's what I'm going to show you today. So for the demo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to configure Azure API management using Azure Mobile Services as the API that we're going to surface. So what I have here is an instance of API management that I created previously in the Windows, and an instance of API management that I created previously in the portal. So what we're going to do is we're going to configure this instance so it exposes Azure Mobile Services, a set of operations from Azure Mobile Services. So for that, we're going to go to the console, and then we're going to add a new API. I'm going to call the API IMS to-do list. All right, for this example, what I'm going to be using is Azure Mobile Service that I created earlier. And that Azure Mobile Service is what it does. It basically provides the operations to maintain a to-do list. In addition, it also has one additional operation that performs a search on that to-do list. And that's something that in a previous video I show you how to implement. So we're just going to reuse that particular sample again. So that's the URL to that particular AMS service. And then I'm just going to call the suffix to this to AMS to-do list, right? And here below, that's the URL that your clients are going to be using, right? So that's the root URL. So I'm going to save this. Now, at this point, we have the ability to add all the operations for that particular service. So when you add a new operation, you need to specify the verb that correlates. Remember, all these are REST-based operations. So we're going to specify the HTTP verb. And also, we're going to have to specify two things here, the URL template and the rewrite URL template. So the URL template is the URL or the format that you expect your customers to call or to use, right? And the rewrite URL template is how API management, the instance of your API management, is going to make the call to your backend service. So in the particular case of my sample, right, I'm going to expose to the users operation. So we're going to do the insert operation with the to-do item, right? And users are expected to use do operation to this URL, to this fraction of the URL. And users are expected to do post operation here. And then the rewrite URL, which is the URL that API management is going to do internally, is going to contain tables. All right, so I'm going to do next, I'm going to add a new operation, and the operation that I'm going to add is going to be the operation that correlates to insert. So for that, I'm going to provide the URL template, which is the URL that we expect the end users of your API to call, and also going to provide the rewrite URL, which is the URL that API management is going to use to call, is going to use to, in order to call your service. And I'm going to put a user-friendly name here, which is insert to-do item. So the next thing that we need to do is that we need to add the key in our HTTP request. That HTTP request is the HTTP request that API management is going to do on behalf of the user. In order to do that, what we're going to do is we're going to create a new policy in Azure Management. So what we're going to do is we're going to select the API that we just created, and then we're going to create a new policy. And that policy is we're going to set an HTTP header, right? And then I'm going to specify the header name, and the action is going to be append, because we want to make sure that in every request, this header is appended. And this header is appended between API management and your Azure mobile services. So this header is never exposed to your end customers or clients. So what we're going to do now is we're going to add a new policy that appends an HTTP header to all the requests that are going to be between the API management instance and your backend API, which in this case is an Azure Mobile Service API. And we're doing this for the API that we just created. And just by putting the little piece of code there, that XML code there, you know, we're actually appending the header here. And also we're appending the value, which is the app key. All right, so at this point we have one operation of our API created. We have a policy that essentially appends an HTTP header to all the requests that are coming from the API management instance and our Azure Mobile Service API. The next thing that we need to do is we need to define the products. So by default, when you create a new instance of API Azure, by default when you create a new instance of Azure API management, two products are created, started and unlimited. The started is geared towards development and test scenarios where Azure API management will restrict the number of calls that your users can do up to 5 calls per minute with a maximum of 100 calls per week, right? And there is a higher product or tier that allows the subscriber to have unlimited access to the API, and that requires your approval as an admin, right? As the owner of the API. So these two products basically resemble one of those typical scenarios where you have set of customers that you want them to try your API in a limited fashion, and then you have another set of customers that perhaps, you know, that are your partners or that actually pay customers that have unlimited access to your API. So that's what the products are all about. And for each of these products, you can add some of the APIs that you already have registered within API management. And that's what we're going to do right now. So we're going to add the API that we just created here. We're going to do that for the started product. And also we're going to do that for the unlimited product. So at this point, we have added the API. We have configured a policy that allows us to do the HTTP, the authentication based on the key. And we have added our API to the two products in our API management instance. So we're ready to go. We were able to experience the benefits from the perspective of the user. And to do that, we're going to go to the developer portal, where we can see a brand new user interface that you can customize, by the way. You can change the colors, the layout, add new gadgets, widgets, and then you can make this to look like your own brand or your own company. And if I go to APIs here, I see the API that I just added. And then automatically I can see the URL that I can use in order to call that API that I just added through API API management, Azure API management. And also the really cool thing is that I get automatic pre-generated code samples to call this API from various programming languages. So if I click for Objective-C, I can see the whole Objective-C code that is required in order to make a call to that API. And this happened to, you know, this was done automatically. As you can see, I didn't have to do any code writing or any other thing. It just happens by the fact that we're using Azure API management. All right, so at this point, I just need to enter the request. One additional request header, which is a content type. I need to specify that the data that I'm expecting is in JSON. I need to select my key, right? Since I'm logging as an administrator, I have default access to the API that I just created. And then the request body, which is basically my to-do item representation in JSON. So by me just clicking HTTP post, Azure API management will try to call on my behalf the API that I just created, and here it is. I got a response saying that it was a success. I got a response back from API management that in turn got this response back from Azure Mobile Services, and we're good to go. Thank you very much for listening today. I hope you find this useful, and until the next time, thank you.